dawn of the third day was actually at sunset. Almost exactly 48 hours after the abduction, his blindfold finally came off. Matthew Ray shielded his eyes from the sudden burst of light, then staggered out of the back of the van, prodded from behind by the muzzle of an AK-47 assault rifle.
Adelante!
One of the guerrillas shouted. Move it. Matthew said nothing, simply obeyed, and kept walking. For 2 days he'd bounced and rolled on the cold metal floor of a speeding truck. Frequent sharp turns had slammed his head against the metal sides at least a dozen times, once nearly knocking him unconscious. The normal sounds of city life had long since vanished. It had been at least 2 bathroom breaks since he'd heard another vehicle rumble past in either direction. That was quite a while ago. The driver obviously didn't have the bladder of a 50-year-old man. Matthew had traveled a good part of the trip with his legs crossed, and twice he'd barely made it to the side of the road to relieve himself without soiling his pants. With little to eat and drink, however, nature's callings turned less urgent. So far, his captors had allowed him 1 hard-boiled egg, 1 arepa, a soft drink, and a few sips of water. He would have been hungry if he weren't so concerned about more immediate causes of death. He wasn't gagged, and his feet weren't bound. He'd thought about yelling or kicking the sides of the truck to draw attention, especially during the early part of the journey while they were still in the city. But he'd read the U.S. State Department's travel advisories before leaving Nicaragua, and he'd followed the consular's official advice on how to behave when abducted in a foreign country. Kick and scream when in public, but once you're in the vehicle, quiet down and concentrate on surviving. You could end up beaten or drugged.